Hey everyone, welcome to this demo of Axel Pong. For those of you that don't know, this is like an enhanced version of Dragon Pong. If you haven't looked at my demo of Dragon Pong, you won't know what I'm talking about, but this is basically a Pong-style game. You play it with two players, you hit the ball back and forth. Pretty basic, but it's got some interesting mechanics. Basically, as you hit the ball, and as long as you keep it in play, the more you hit it, the faster it goes. But this version does quite a few things that are very interesting. So I'm gonna go
desktop list Audacity Audio Cat Audio Owl Science Axel Pong.
I'm gonna launch this now. When you download it, there's an executable that you have to unzip. It's in a .7z file. When you do that, you just have to run it. I made an icon on my desktop.
Welcome to Axel Pong.
So I can just play this here. This is the intro screen. It will loop until you press enter. So I'll do that.
Main menu.
And here we are in the main menu. So, so let's start exploring here. So basically, to navigate this menu, you just use the up and down arrow keys. So first, we have...
Connect with unofficial server.
Well, actually, that's not the first one. Let's go up.
Connect exit.
All right. So...
Connect with the official server.
Yeah, so this game has a central server. So basically, when you click on this, it will prompt you to log in or create an account. You'll have to make an account. It asks for a username, password, and an email address. And then I believe to log in and to validate your account, you have to provide a code that is sent to your email. So make sure that you check your email address for a numeric code. If we continue to go down here with down arrow,
connect with unofficial server.
Just like Dragon Pong, this game is, it can be played in peer-to-peer mode. So if I go in here by hitting enter,
connection menu, port, connect, host, go back.
All right, so it's not telling me what menu option I land on, so I'm just using the up arrow to go back.
Host.
This is where you would type the host name or the IP address.
Port.
The port number. I believe the default port it uses is 3214. So if I click on this,
port dialog, enter port to connect on edit 3214 3214 blank.
Right, so
connection menu,
you can change the port that this uses.
Port connect,
you can connect
a spectator.
This version does let you spectate, so if someone is playing, or if two people are playing a game, you can spectate them, and you can watch the match from either the host's point of view or the other player's, which is kind of cool.
Auto discover server.
Okay, so auto discover server, to the best of my ability and knowledge, this basically will try to auto discover servers on the same local network that you happen to be on. I don't know how reliable it is. It might only be useful if you're on the same LAN. I don't know if it works if you're using a peer-to-peer VPN.
Go back.
But that's an option too. So if you don't want to type in the address, you can try that option and it might find the other person that's hosting.
Main menu.
We can go back.
Connect with unofficial server. Play versus bot.
All right, so this lets you play against the computer. I'm gonna play this in just a moment.
Host a game.
Host a game. This lets you host a game on your computer. So because it's peer-to-peer, you will need to port forward or have both players playing on the same network or use a peer-to-peer VPN like Tailscale that basically makes both people appear as if they're on the same network even though they're technically not. You could use a tool like Chisel to remote port forward. You could use an SSH tunnel. The choice is really up to you. But this is how you do it. If you go in here, it will ask you...
Port dialog. Enter port number to host the game on edit 3214.
Right. It wants the port.
Select match mode.
Then you go into the game creation phase. Excuse me. And the music changes, by the way. To customize or to change the volume of the music, you hit page up and page down. So I can turn the music up. Yeah, so...
Back. Long match. 21.
All right, so now it's wanting me to choose the game duration.
Back.
Unlike Dragon Pong, you can play...
Short match. 7.
Yeah, a short game of 7 points.
Standard match. 11.
Standard of 11.
Long match. 21.
Or a long match of 21.
Back. Short match. Select difficulty.
There's also a difficulty setting.
Hardcore. Easy. Back. Impact. Easy.
The difficulty, to my knowledge, primarily impacts how quickly the ball moves. If you play on easy, it is very, very slow.
Normal. Hardcore. Insane. Impossible. Back.
If you play on impossible, it is insanely fast.
Impossible.
So if I click on this.
Server created. Waiting for partner. TCP discovery active on port 3215.
Okay, I don't know why it says TCP active on 3215, because that's not the port I chose. That might be a bug. So now the server is hosted, and someone could connect to me if I made the necessary preparations to port forward. I'm going to hit escape. Well, actually, let me see something. Yeah, okay, F1 is not working because the match hasn't started.
Main menu.
So I'm going to hit escape, and we're back in the menu. Now let's just see if page down and up work. Yep, they do, to change the volume. So that is how you create and join a game that you host yourself. Primarily, it's... Only useful if you know how to host and open ports, or you have someone else that knows how to do that, because obviously if the other person knows how to do it, you just have to connect using the information that you're given. So that's, I suppose that's good if the central server were to ever go down, or you just want privacy, because with the peer-to-peer method, you connect directly to the other person and it's private. But I think personally the better way to do this is with the central server, especially if both of the players can't negotiate opening ports and don't know a whole lot about computer networks. And I'll get to that in just a second.
Connect with Unplay versus Spot. Host a game. Settings.
There is the settings screen. This is pretty barren, but let's check this out.
Settings. Set language. Back. Language.
You can change the language.
Please select a language. Polski. English. Back. Polski. English. Polski. Back. English. Polski. Back.
You got English and Polski?
Settings.
Polish. I'm not sure what that is.
Sound device.
You can choose the sound device if I go in here.
Audio settings. Back. Volume.
This is a slider. If you hit... Or, well, this brings up a list of sliders. If you hit enter...
Volume. Back. Music volume. 7%.
You can change the different volume sliders. The left and right keys will change.
12%, 17%, 22%, 27%, 32%.
Right, you can hear the music is louder.
17%, 12%.
Let's turn that back down.
Master volume, 40%.
This is the master volume. I do recommend turning this game down, and I've actually done that because it is quite loud by default.
Back.
So yeah, you can change the volume for the music or the master volume as a whole.
Audio setting, system default device, current, saved. Insignia TV, HD audio driver for display audio.
All right, so.
Volume, system default device, current, saved.
This lets you choose the sound. The sound output device where the game should send its sound to. So if you have multiples on your computer, like I do, you can choose it. So like
Insignia TV, HD audio driver for display audio.
This is my TV.
Cable N16CH, VB audio virtual cable.
That's a virtual cable.
Realt digital output, Realt car audio, speakers, two USB audio codec.
This is the mixer board itself.
Cable input, VB audio virtual cable, refresh list, back.
You can refresh the list if you make changes to it.
Refresh device list refreshed. Back. Refresh. System default device. Current. Save.
Right.
Refresh back.
It's just using my default, so it should track if I change my default device in Windows.
Settings. Back. Sound back.
So that's pretty much it for settings.
Main menu. Exit. Chat. View ranking. Settings. View ranking.
View ranking. This connects to the central server and lets you see different player stats. So I go in here.
Fetching ranking. Ranking. Select player to see details.
All right. Let me turn the music down a little more. So if I go down here.
2. 1. Tom Sheolock. 1,389.
You can up and down arrow through here.
2. Axel. 1,236. 3. Yonut, 1,043. 4. Zognios, 1,029.
And it goes on and on.
3. 1.
If you hit enter on one, so let's go back up to the top.
Fetching stats for Tom Sheolock. Stats. Tom Sheolock. Press Ctrl C to copy stats. Stats for Tom Sheolock.
You can copy the whole thing to the clipboard with Ctrl C, or if you just up and down arrow.
Total games, 144. Wins, 122. Losses, 22.
Well, that's pretty good.
Stats for total game. Last 3 months, 144, wins, 122, losses, 22. Opponents. Axel. Total, 14, wins, 6, losses, 8.
So it groups things by different opponents that this player has played with. It tells you the wins and losses.
Last 3 months, 14, wins, 6, losses, 8. Zadek. Total, 4, wins, 4, losses, 0. Last 3 months, 4, wins, 4, losses, 0. Total, last 3 months, 4, wins, 4, losses, 0.
The numbers are a little confusing here.
Egors, 634. Total, 1, wins, 1, losses, 0. Last 3 months, 1, wins, 1, losses, 0.
But yeah, so you can look at stats. It's not really very useful. It's just like a thing for bragging rights. I'm going to hit escape.
Back to ranking. Ranking. Select player. Main menu.
And escape again.
Connect with unofficial. Exit report. Chat with player. View ranking. Chat with players.
You can chat with players if you go in here.
Chat with players. WhatsApp.
I think these are just links to the different chat locations. You have WhatsApp and Telegram.
Go back. Telegram. WhatsApp. Go back.
Yeah.
Main menu.
And
exit. Report bug or suggestion. Contact developer.
So this is useful.
Go back. Report a bug.
These let you send feedback to the developer.
Send a suggestion.
You basically choose this. It asks you a few questions, you complete the form, and it is sent.
Go back. Report a bug. Send a suggestion. Go back.
So that's pretty cool.
Main menu.
Speaking of this game and updates are handled automatically. When you open the game, it will check if there's an update. It will prompt you to install it. You can't skip these, by the way. If you choose no when it asks you, the program will close, so you have to update when there is an update to continue playing. One more thing before I jump in here. This game is also available on iOS, either through Test Flight or the App Store. I don't know how it works, and last I checked, it hasn't been updated to support the new server system. So for right now, if you want to play it on your iPhone or your iPad, you'll have to use the standard port forwarding method, in which case I recommend that you get someone else to host the server.
Connect with play versus spot.
All right, so let's play an example game here, and I'll try to explain things as we go. And then I will round this out by showing you the central server.
Match mode.
So I'm just going to play against the computer.
Standard, 11.
This is a pretty cool feature that you couldn't do with Dragon Pong. Dragon Pong, you had to play online with someone.
Short, 7.
So let's do a short game of 7 points.
Difficulty, normal.
And just to keep it from taking forever, let's play on normal.
Game on!
And, alright, so here we are in the game field. It tells me I'm the one that will serve. If you hit page up and page down, this is the music it uses in the actual matches. I'm going to turn this down a little bit. It is pretty cool music, but it can be a bit loud, so let's drop that down to a decent level. So hopefully you can still hear me talking. So let's take a quick look at the controls. Pressing the left and right arrow keys will move. Now, the changes in pitch you're hearing, the pitch decreases as you get closer to the right or left side of the field. I'm not sure why it does this. This might be to help people with hearing impairments. So that was right. Now I'm going to the left. You can hold the button down to quickly move, and you'll want to do that when the ball is moving very quickly, because sometimes you don't have a whole lot of time to hit it. So hold the button down to quickly get to where you need to go. Now, to launch the ball or to hit it, you can either hit the control key or the up arrow, which I'll do in just a moment here. But I want to explain some of these controls. Pressing S
scores 0-0
tells you the scores. The first number is your score, and the second number is for your opponent. Pressing F1
match control
brings up the match control menu. This is only useful if you are an admin.
Back. Pause.
You can pause the game, which could be useful if you need to temporarily pause and take a break.
Stop.
You can stop the match, which will, well, it'll stop it, but you'll stay in the game.
Start new match.
You can start a new match.
Bot difficulty, normal, change.
You can change the bot difficulty.
Match length, short, 7, change.
And change the match length, which is kind of cool, so you can dynamically change the rules of the game as you're playing. This is probably more useful if you're playing with an actual person.
Return to main menu.
There's also an option in here, and I will show you once we score, but there's an option in here that lets you reset the scores too.
Main menu. Connect with unofficial server.
Oh, it brought me back to the menu. Oops.
Play versus spot.
Let's go back in here.
Match standard, 11, short.
Short.
Difficulty, normal.
Game you shall serve. On.
All right. So let's show you how this works. So I'm going to hit the control key. You hear the ball moving. And you hear it getting quieter as the computer hits it, or as it travels to the computer. It gets louder as it travels to you. I'm just moving around here, hitting the control key when it's in the middle and close enough. You can also use the up arrow to hit the ball.
Unbelievable! Scored. Oh, 1.
You shall serve.
All right, the computer just scored. Now, if I hit F1 again.
Match control. Stop. Start new. Reset scores. bot difficulty, reset scores.
Now you have the option to reset your scores. F2 will let you chat, but that only works in multiplayer.
Bot mode, difficulty normal, length short, 7.
F3 tells you the current rules for the game, and that can be useful if you need to refresh yourself on how things work. Let me turn down the music just a little bit. F4.
Currently in the room, 2. Players, Slannon, bot. Spectators, none.
F4 tells you how many players are in your current game session. It also tells you if there are any spectators. And that's pretty much it. The brackets, if you hit left and right brackets.
Chat. Events. Chat. Event. Chat. Events. Chat.
Those cycle through your buffers for history.
No messages. No messages. No messages.
Comma and period will go. So comma goes to the prior chat message or the prior item in your history. Period goes to the next.
Events. Bot mode. Difficult. Bot mode. Goal for opponent. Bot difficulty. Normal.
So I'm hitting comma.
Match mode. Short. 7.
If I hit period.
Bot difficulty. Normal. Not difficulty. Impossible. Not difficulty. Bot mode. Difficulty. Bot mode. Goal for. Not difficult. Listening on port 3214.
You can hold down shift and hit comma to jump to the top of your history, or period with shift to go to the bottom. And that can be useful if you need to review something that you may have missed. So let's continue here. We'll see who wins in the end. It would be very embarrassing if the computer beat me. Now that dinging sound, I think that means that the ball is hitting the sides of the field. Whoa. There we go. Got it. So yeah, just remember, when the ball gets quieter, it means it's heading towards your opponent. Well, this is fast. And when it gets louder, it's heading towards you.
The crowd goes wild. Scores 1-1.
Your opponent shall serve.
And now we are tied, and it says my opponent will serve. Oh, come on. There we go. So this is basically how the game is played. And if I was spectating, I would just be hearing the sounds, but I wouldn't be able to do anything because I'm a spectator. And it would tell me the scores as the players play. Whoa. Okay, here we go. It is getting faster. Now the one thing...
Unbelievable! Score 1-2.
Your opponent shall serve.
One thing, unlike Dragon Pong, this does not have the shield or the invisible ball. I don't know if those will be added back, but those made the game a little more interesting. Because obviously the shield would block the ball from hitting you or your opponent's goal. And the invisible ball made it very hard to hear where the ball was, because you couldn't hear it. Or rather, to tell where the ball was. Or, I guess the more accurate way to put it is tell where the ball is. So I'm just playing here. And I do recommend that you move with the ball. You'll hear it moving around the stick.
Unbelievable! Scores 1-3.
You shall serve.
Alright, you know what? Let's actually just speed this up a little bit.
Match control. Stop. Start. Reset. Bot difficult. Match length. Short. Bot. Normal. Ease. Back. Impossible. Bot difficulty. Impossible. Scores. 1-3.
All right. So now I set it to impossible. Now watch this. It's going very fast now.
That's gotta hurt.
Oh boy.
Scores 1-4.
You shall serve.
Computer's beating me pretty badly.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, it's pretty
bad. 1-5.
You're up.
Wow! Scored 1-6.
You're up.
This is embarrassing. Probably a bit more fair if you're playing with a human. Whoa. You can tell how fast it's going. It's going very fast.
And the crowd goes wild. Scores 1-7. They
win. Match. Scores 1-7. Scores 1-7. Match ended. Press F1 to restart or adjust settings. Match ended. Goal for opponent. Goal for opponent. Goal for... Match ended. Press F1 to restart or adjust settings.
Yeah, so you can stay in here and you can restart or change different preferences, and this is also very useful if you're playing with a human. So instead of having to reconnect, it just keeps you connected to the other person.
Main menu.
So I'm going to hit escape.
Connect with unofficial server. Play versus connect with the official server.
Now let's actually show you how the official server works. I'm going to go here.
Logging in. Logged in as Lannan. Lobby.
All right, and yes, it did remember my account information, so that's good. So now I'm logged in. If I hit F4...
Currently in the lobby, 3, stay deck, Slannan, Tom Shio lock.
We have some players here.
Log out.
Let's start here. So if I go down...
Create a game.
You can create a new game.
Join a game.
Join a game.
Refresh list.
You can refresh the list of games.
View ranking.
You can view rankings here. We already saw this.
Disconnect from lobby and return to main menu.
You can disconnect.
Log out.
Or you can log out of your account.
Create a game.
Now, something to keep in mind, I don't think you can reset your passwords on here. So if you make an account, take careful note of your password and don't lose it. So let's actually, let's see here.
Create a game. Join.
I'm going to go into join here.
Select, go back, go back, go back, lobby. Join a game.
So, no one is hosting. If I hit F2...
Chat dialogue. Type a message. Edit blank.
I can type...
Slannan, hi.
And there are actually people on here, so we might get...
Tom Shio lock. Hi. Chat dialogue.
Let's see. I'm recording a demo of this game for YouTube.
Slannan, I'm recording a demo of this game for YouTube.
And I can't spell. Putting too many capitals in. If you look at your chat buffer.
Chat. Slannan, hi. Tom Shio lock. Hi. Slannan, I'm recording a demo of this game for YouTube. Slannan, I'm recording.
Right. Let's make a game.
Refresh list.
So.
Join a game. Create a game.
Let's go to create.
Room name dialog. Enter room name. Edit Slannan's game. Blank E.
Alright. It pre-populates this with your username and then game. So, like, if your username was David, it would say to David's game. Let's just call this YouTube test.
Test YouTube. YouTube. Select match mode. Standard short match. 7.
Short
select
match
difficulty.
Seven.
E back. Impossible. Not difficulty. Impossible. Room created. Waiting for players. Select opponent with arrows and enter. Escape to cancel. Selected. Tom Shio lock. Arrows to change.
All right. So this player just joined.
Tom Shio lock.
I think the way this works, if you have multiple players, you can choose which one you want to play with, and the rest of them will spectate. So let's just choose this person.
Selecting Tom Shio lock. Game started with Tom Shio lock.
Host game
settings.
On.
Difficulty impossible. Length short. 7. You shall serve.
And let me send a chat here.
Chat dialogue.
Real quick.
Slannan, G, give me a few seconds to explain things. Tom Shio lock, your sir. Chat dialogue. Slannan, give me a few seconds.
So, just like when I was playing with the computer.
Match control, stop, pause, back, pause, stop. Not difficulty, impossible, match, left, back.
Right. You can change things there. Pressing F2 will let you chat. F3.
Host settings. Difficulty impossible. Length short. 7.
Does the same thing. And F4, of course.
Currently in the room. 2. Players. Slanim 997. Tom Sheolock 1389. Now, spectators. None.
I think the numbers tell you the rank. You can hear that player moving on the board. So let's serve. And, oh boy, this is very fast. But I'm doing this.
Unbelievable!
Ah.
Scored. Oh, 1.
Axel joined the room as spectator.
So now there's a player that joined as a spectator. And it tells me that.
Axel left the room.
That's gotta hurt!
Okay.
Scored. Oh, 2.
Your opponent shall serve.
Oh boy. I am, getting royally cooked here. But that's okay. Whoa.
Unbelievable! Scored. Oh, 3.
Your opponent shall serve.
This is embarrassing.
Wow! Scored. Oh, 4.
You shall serve.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. Very embarrassing. But we'll just keep going here. Oh.
Axel left the room. Spectator.
Wow!
0-5.
Score. Oh, 5.
You shall serve.
Unbelievable! Scored. Oh, 6.
Your opponent shall serve.
The crowd goes and I just lost. Scored. Oh, 7.
They win. Scores 0-7. You lost 4 ranking points. Your new rating 993. You dropped from position 9 to 10. Scores 0-0.
Oh man. Okay. Now, what it should do? It should open the room back up. Let's see here.
Slanin, give me a few seconds. Events. Match ended. You dropped from match ended.
So if I hit F1.
Match difficulty. Start new match. Match length back. Start back.
Right. So now we're just kind of in stasis here.
Currently in the room. 2. Players. Slanim 997. Tom Sheolock 1389. Spectators. None.
I could start the match, or if I wanted to quit, I could just hit escape.
Leaving room. Lobby.
And now I'm back in the lobby. Let's hit F4.
Currently in the lobby, 4. Axel, stay deck, Slanin, Tom Sheolock. Join the game. Select, go back, lobby. Inaiges W Pokaju. Match ended. Inaiges W Pokaju.
Okay, I'm not sure what that thing is in the history there. It's not in English, obviously. But yeah, so now I'm back in the lobby. Joining works exactly the same, except you would choose the room that the person created, and you would join, and then that the host of that room would start the game, and then he or she can change options and things like that. That's basically it. So this is pretty cool. I like that we have the server system. Basically, you just have to create a free account, you join it, and then you can play games against anyone, and the server handles the matchmaking and things like that. So,
log out, disconnect from lobby and return to main menu.
Let's choose disconnect.
Main menu, exit.
I'm going to quit the
tail scale
thing here.
Audacity, recording. disk and space.
Yeah, it said tail scale. Sorry, that's just because I have the tail scale icon in my system tray. But yeah, that is a quick look at Axel Pong. It's a pretty neat game. It's a nice little time waster, and I think it's pretty cool. Hopefully the iOS app will be updated at some point to also gain support for the server. That would be nice. And I don't know if I said this already, but I think it also runs on Mac OS, but I haven't tested it on a Mac yet. But this is the game. Obviously, if you guys have any questions, comments, you can leave them in the comments and I will get back to you. But until next time, you guys take care. Bye.